AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Yes, DJ Scream, my dog Big Bang. You know what it is, Big Facts, another episode. We are here, we are back, we are in the building. Bang, how you doing, my brother, man?
Overly blessed.
So look, that last episode, a lot of people was asking a lot of questions. Listen, that episode was shot about 2-4 weeks ago?
Shit, maybe a month.
Maybe a month ago, you know what I'm saying? Blame it on me.
That shit was more than a month.
It was more than a month. Blame it on me. I contracted the coronavirus, the COVID-19, so I had to shit and sweat and take my herbs and all that stuff for a little while. I lost about 10, 15 pounds, but we here, we good, we blessed, you know what I'm saying? And then Bank just ain't been on social media, period. Where has Bank been? That's the first thing. Where you been, man? Talk to the people, bro.
Hey, man, sometimes you got to lay down and see who's going to step over you.
Sometimes you got to lay down to see who's going to step over you. Okay. Yeah, that's a quote. That's a big quote.
An audible quote.
I just been chilling,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Just trying to figure this shit out, man. This corona got them and all that other shit, man, put a dent in a lot of shit, man.
Yeah, so well, look, you know what I'm saying? I don't think it's over. Now, people saying that, not just saying corona, but this year is just a different fucking year. There's some different shit going on, and you got to adjust to it. You know what I'm saying?
I just ain't got them. Trump say them folk born them folk, but I just seen an explosion, all kind of tsunamis
crazy.
And shit going on. What the fuck
that
going on around this
hurricanes,
bitch,
hurricanes, earthquakes.
What the fuck is going on?
It's up. The streets is up. It's up. It's just crazy.
Every city. It's crazy, bro.
Yep.
It's way of life now.
Pray for the streets, man. Pray for the streets.
Let's
talk about some of the shit that people wanted us to talk about. You know what I mean? The slid in our DMs and shit. First, let's just talk about hate. You know what I'm saying? Like, where does hate come from? Why do people hate on others? Why do people hate themselves? Why do people hate loved ones? How you feel about just hate as it exists? Not just the streets, but just people, period.
Guess what? It's something that's embedded, bro. You know what I'm saying? This shit passed down. Like how they might say, goddamn,
genetics.
She got his mama nose. You know what I'm saying? All that shit like that, his cousin lips. That shit is passed down through genes.
So you said if a nigga
genes,
hated
man.
His mama and daddy was a hater?
Yes. That shit just passed down. It's just, anyway, bro, that shit come from, that's how they, what you call it? When you that's how you program, it was a program, bro. From the beginning, it was programmed to hate.
All of us?
No, I'm just saying, like, the way of the world.
Mm-hmm.
This shit is just, like, opinion.
You don't come out the womb just hating.
Shit.
You don't come out of the room just, why, fuck you. Like,
nah, it ain't that. Nah, what I'm saying is, it be taught to you. Mm. Like, if you in your house, all they do is talk about other people. Ooh, that's part of the conversation. You're going to start doing it as a child.
You don't think that just for some
you
going to
start
though.
Running in the house, goddamn, telling them what's going on outside to your mom and dad, because you know that's the shit what intrigues them.
But okay, so what about the have-nots? Do you don't think that being in the situation of being a have-not and watching the people who have can create resentment and hate? You don't think it can be somewhat created?
It motivates some niggas, though.
Yeah?
You know what I'm saying? It motivates some people, but... Like I said, hate is something that's taught. You get what I'm saying? You be taught to hate, like, some sucker shit, especially on people, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so you say you know? They could have learned it in their family, or maybe just they people around them, who they around. If they are you around a bunch of haters, you might turn into a hater.
Facts.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, facts.
What about people who hate themselves?
What you mean?
Like, who was kind of talking
you
about?
You were taught that, too, though.
Hate
I'm talking about like from I'm talking about from back then, bro. When them folk whatever was going on before we got here, when it was done to our ancestors, bro.
So you saying that certain African American
the field the goddamn what they say the house nigga always felt like fuck the field nigga.
Yes, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? The light skinned slaves always felt like fuck the black ass slave.
Yeah, yeah. So
it damn. Was something that was taught.
So how do you? What's the other side of that like? So I feel like human life is precious. It's priceless. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like there's people who, with the hate and just not giving a fuck about others and themselves, it's like almost the value of life, not even just on some black people and street shit, like everybody, like mass shootings and blowing shit up. Like
religious wars and shit.
Yeah, the value of life is just down. But how can you just, fuck it, I hate myself and everybody else. I just don't get it. You saying that it's learned, which it could
be. I'm just saying, like, shit, when you don't see nothing but negativity every day. You know what I'm saying? And you feeding into it, then shit, how you going to be positive?
I got you. Well, so where do the positive people get it?
What you mean?
Like, if you positive, say for instance, if
you positive
if,
what?
If at one point in life, you're mad, you're angry, you're a hater, you're fucked up, right? How do you get from that space, not to say this was what a Jay-Z or Diddy was, but how do you get from that space to this space of happiness?
Well, some of them niggas don't be happy neither, though. Okay. Some of them niggas be rich-ass haters.
They said pray. You said some of them don't be happy.
Yeah, some niggas be rich-ass haters know how to hide that shit.
Rich-ass haters.
Yeah. You don't know. So you don't think it's some niggas in position that's intentionally holding another nigga out of position? Sure. All right, then. So what that is?
Hate.
That's right. Hate.
So no, is anybody happy? I'm happy.
No, I'm just saying.
That's what I'm saying. I'm happy.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm just saying I'm happy. I don't try to hold people back. Like, I'm happy.
But you're a different breed.
So it's a rare breed of people who. So are you saying that most people aren't happy?
No, I can't say that. I ain't gonna say most people. I'm saying most people that indulge in negativity is unhappy.
Most people that indulge in negativity are unhappy. Another quote. You spitting out the quotes, man. What you smoking?
But it's the big boy, man. I don't even know the name of it.
So Wiz, yo, smoke the big boy. That look like one of them Wiz blunts, bro.
Yeah, man. This shit, nah, hell nah. This ain't nothing about 2-3 grams, 4 grams or something.
Okay.
Big boy backwood.
Hey, listen, the probably the trillest shit that I read, Demetria Brown, African-American, woman that worked in law enforcement, moved from the United States because of racism and police brutality. She is now in Mexico. She put a clip up saying, look, Mexico got its problems too, but I am happy I moved for the United States. It's a racist and hatred country. My question to you is, would you move from America?
And go well. Shit, and do what? Hell no. Nah.
Mexico. And she said, I'm Mexico. Happy. She said she in Mexico.
What's she in?
She what?
She Mexican?
I mean, she's black. She's African-American woman who was in law enforcement, but she saw in law enforcement that the police shit is fucked up and even deeper, that it's so racist that, I don't know, maybe she feel like you can't all the way win in amongst the races. I don't know what she feel, but she put up a clip saying, I don't regret leaving the U.S., y'all. I'm in Mexico, and I'm happy.
What else she going to say? She could be down there, goddamn, doing whatever. What else she going to say?
They got their problems in Mexico.
Yeah, what else she going to say?
But what I'm saying is, like, I don't hear Killer Mike, I don't hear people say, and shit, I put it on record, too. Love America. Shit, I love America. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But is there better opportunity for for us elsewhere.
Are we where though? That's what I'm saying. Where? I don't know. It may be, but Africa? Where is it?
Africa, baby. The island.
You got to go over there with some money, though. You can't go over there and be no regular nigga. After you going to be over there with the same that's shit that's going on here.
Would you leave? Because you're not going over there as a regular nigga. What if you respect it? You bank here, right? But what if you go there and you're like a fucking king?
Man, do that king shit come with some money?
Yes, you can pay. I'm sure
yeah,
you
can. Yeah, I try anything goddamn on the level. You know what I'm saying? It make business sense.
If you're a king.
But I ain't just moving over there. Fuck no.
But right. It's like by the time you move somewhere else and get adjusted to that way of life,
yeah,
almost doesn't even make sense.
So, okay, so this is really the premise of this conversation. Is America that bad? Is it that
no.
bad?
No.
How?
Not that bad. Now,
this is a free country. I ain't going to say we free, but this is a free country.
The family of George Floyd would say otherwise.
Oh, nah,
some
yeah.
fucked up
nah,
they would say, would that have happened in the Bahamas? Or would that
the Bahamas, that's just one you can name. Name one of the third world countries. It would have been worse.
Haiti or?
Well, Haiti, any of that man. Shit like that. Where it's up at.
So you say, but would the cops kill a civilian? Or kneel on the civilian's neck for 10 minutes.
Nah, yeah, you right about that part. You right about that part. They see no other. Yeah, they just doing.
I go vacation in these places. I don't stay long enough to know. Other than Jamaica, I'd be wanting to know what's going on.
What will and won't.
Nah, but that shit is fucked up, though, when you put it in that perspective
that's
of it.
Up,
like,
right?
They probably doing shit to folks because they doing shit. They doing shit over here to niggas ass for shit.
And putting it on so we can see it over and over. That's what I'm saying. That's what they're saying about the racist part and the part that we have to question. We know we got laws and how you got to go through the system, but the part that has to go through so much to say that this motherfucker is guilty and should go to jail. You see what I'm saying?
But see, in other countries, the police brutality is universal. Like, they don't give a fuck who you are. Like, if you don't abide by their rules.
That makes more sense than it just happening to me because of my color. I can deal with that.
Yeah,
if it was just happening to everybody.
The country as a whole, I would need to leave here. Like, you saying, like.
Yeah. White boy be scary here, man. Then, goddamn, we trying to stand on that shit. Like, police, like. A lot of them, like they said, I heard somebody say one time, they need to goddamn put the black people in the black community, man.
But some of the black cops fucked up, too.
Yeah, because they be trying to show out. If you just goddamn, yeah, if you just be a regular nigga, like, shit, bro. I ain't seen some of them niggas let your ass go. Like, man, you ain't got no license, man, go party car, man. Ooh, what else?
So, again, is America that bad? Bro, you can be in America.
Because you're accustomed to it. I don't know nothing else. If I see something else better than hell, nah, it ain't. Right. But.
So you could be a businessman, you could be a rapper, you can get your money, you can get your cars, you can get your jewelry, you can get this, you can get this. But can you truly be equal to other races that have the same or less?
Who gives a fuck?
Who gives a fuck? That's what makes it fly.
Who gives a fuck about being equal to them? Fuck them.
Equal means
we
that,
more than that.
But I'm saying equal means you can drive down the road and get pulled over and be subjected to the same shit that another race would be. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of fucked up, bro. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
equal me.
Yeah, see, you putting that shit like that. Yeah, you right, though.
First, you said it evens it out. That's the question. So
Nah, nah, you putting that shit in a different kind of respect to make that shit be like, it's some bullshit.
It's
I ain't never looking at it like that.
It's like, you can have $100 billion. You know, I would love, hopefully, God bless, we get Diddy
one day.
That's
just one side of it. Niggas doing bullshit that niggas did anybody.
For sure. We ain't got to that yet. But is America that bad? Because that's fucked up, too.
When you're accustomed to it and not.
When you get used to it, then
it's yeah, bad. It is what it is. Just another goddamn day just went by. Whatever happened.
Whatever. It is what it is.
It is what it is. But it's like, you know, if you Alice in Wonderland, you come over here from somewhere else now, you probably be like, hell, this shit fucked up. But shit, you're accustomed to it. They're just like over there in the mother country.
You been to Canada?
No.
Whole different world. It's different, bro.
Completely and totally.
It's different, bro.
How they get it like that?
I don't know. I can't answer that. But I'm going to tell you, if somebody sent me a wire and a place to stay in Canada, boy, you're going to be zooming me
Canada
for big facts.
Canada is like
I'm
the most
out.
Positive place. Like,
man, them niggas doing something.
No, niggas mean, getting, yes,
yeah,
it's go, it's
doing
up.
Something, but it's just like
it's cleaner. For one, it's cleaner.
Yeah, like
it's just fucking cleaner. Like, you know what I'm saying? It is, and the people are more pleasant.
That's why Drake act like that.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. It's like
he's
a
so
whole
finesse.
Bunch of motherfucking Chick-fil-A employees.
That nigga so finesse, man. How you doing? That nigga is finesse than a motherfucker, boy. That nigga finesse. They Canada put a different finesse on you.
Yeah, yeah.
So Bank is not moving for the United States, y'all. Y'all don't have to worry. Bank is not moving.
Nah, like I said, man, I can't say what, you know, I go with the guy now. I'm like a leaf, bro.
You flow with the
wind. Wherever this shit blow me at, bro, that's where I'm going. Like, I ain't down my path, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So however it go, like. But I ain't going over there just to be no regular ass nigga, hell no.
For sure. Do you think you'll miss it?
Hell yeah.
You'll miss the bullshit too.
Bro, when you go out of town, 5-6 days, you miss Atlanta.
You miss Atlanta, you right.
And they ready to get back home. I don't give a fuck what it is. I'm going to get my ass back to the city.
You got 5-star meals. You want to get back to them chicken wings.
Man, they ready to get bike.
Hey, man, another conversation that's been going on. We don't have all the details, but we saw what's going on with Megan Thee Stallion. She's been shot. We're not here to say about who or what all happened. But a lot of black women, and Jade, actually, we need to... What number mic is that, Jay? We need to talk to Jay because you're a black woman. What number? Jay don't know shit, though. Jay don't know shit. What number is say right there?
I don't know.
What number? The white tag right there.
Four.
Sorry.
Hey, everyone. This is Molly and Matt, and we're the hosts of Grown Up Stuff, How to Adult, a podcast from Ruby Studio and iHeart Podcasts.
It's a show dedicated to helping you figure out the trickiest parts of adulting.
Like how to start planning for retirement, creating a healthy skincare routine, understanding when and how much to tip someone, and so much more.
Here's a clip from an upcoming episode featuring the weekly home checks, Keyshawn Lane, that you won't want to miss.
A common mistake that a lot of people do, they use fabric softener when it's not so great for your clothes.
Should we never be using fabric softener?
No, you should not ever be using fabric softener. Wow. It leaves a deposit on our clothes, which is also left in the machine. And it also makes the clothes highly flammable.
Wait, what?
Yes. What you want to do instead is just use 1/4 cup of vinegar.
And that'll make them softer?
That'll make them softer. And if you wanted some kind of scent, you can use essential oils.
Wow, wow, wow. Catch new episodes of Grown Up Stuff, How to Adult every other Tuesday on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Grown Up Stuff.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart in ways I imagine you haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Margaret Atwood, Questlove, Cate Blanchett, and Oscar Isaac. If that sounds like a varied group of people, it's because it is. I always wanted to make a show where one week we could sit with a politician like Beto O'Rourke, the next an author like Min Jin Lee, or TV titans like Bill Hader and Quinta Brunson. Basically, this is a podcast driven by curiosity and an abundance of research. Conversations where people actually start to sound like people. In recent weeks, I sat with Dan Levy, Ava DuVernay, Benny Safdie, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. I hope to see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. On Purpose's mission is to create impactful conversations to help you become happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating. You'll be laughing, crying, and have so many impactful takeaways after this interview.
I had this, like, you know, homie loving friend for a long time. He's very disrespectful to me, very kind of messed up to me. But in my mind, we could get married. We had the most beautiful babies. He handsome. I'm pretty. Like, it would be so cool. He's smart and intellectual. I'm kind of smart, I think. Like, it would be fun. We have the best conversations. Like, we have fun, but then he would treat me like crap.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
She said, come over a little bit. I want to talk to an African-American woman about this. The word is that African-American women.
This a dude, bro. This nigga don't know nothing about no women shit, man.
I'm listening, scream. Fuck
African-American women. Cass, you can chime in too. Jamass, yell if you want to.
Yeah.
African-American women feel undervalued. They feel like they're not protected by their kings. They feel like we don't stand up for them as a whole. Let's open this conversation. How do you feel, Jade? Because you're around some good people that love you and to go the distance for you.
Oh, yeah, around the best. As far as the whole, like, not being protected and, you know, not feeling valued and stuff like that, I can't really say
that I don't feel protected and I don't feel valued. But as Black women, especially like in power positions and especially like in the industry that we're in, it's a lot of shit that we go through, like, because niggas don't want to give us our credit. So it's like...
But okay, so no, what you're getting at is important because that goes with, not having equal pay and all that type of shit. But I'm just saying...
Not even equal pay, it's just the same level of respect. Like,
same level of respect. So, bank...
And we're actually doing more than most of these niggas, but we don't get the same kind of accolades because they just figure, like, oh, like, we're just supposed to do it because we're women, like...
I got you. So why do you think that is? Now the men talk. Why do you think that the women feel shorted or don't feel protected or don't feel like they kings stand up for them?
Because most of these niggas want to split, too. They want to split in the middle. Niggas don't want their dick. Most of these niggas want to be bitches.
Okay, you went way deep.
That's what it is. You can't be a bitch,
so
too.
Saying that so once
a chick peep that shit in you, man, it's over with.
Yeah.
And they starting to peep it more than often now. Like,
yeah.
Damn, this nigga bitch.
So look at this. Let's say you out. Let's say you out and it's not Jade. It's someone you don't know. And I kind of answer this to this because I mind my business all the time. But let's just say you see some real fucked up, disrespectful shit. That's what they talking about. Some real fucked up shit. A 16-year-old Black woman and a 30-year-old older Black or white man or Asian man, you dumbass bitch or something, just something disrespectful. What do you do?
Well, you gotta do what you gotta do in that situation, man. Like, okay, so you gotta be the hero.
You'll stand. That's what they talk about. They don't feel protected. Like, it's women missing. You see what I'm saying? Like, we definitely should be
protesting. Oh, I thought you were talking about something else.
No, I'm saying as a whole, they don't feel protected by their kings or their brothers. As a whole, which I said, Jade is a special case because she got people around her that love her that's gonna go the distance for her. So she's gonna feel a certain type of love, even though she doesn't always feel equal to whomever.
But then again, it goes back to what Black said. Like, at the end of the day, like, it's kind of like, who gives a fuck? You can't worry about that because you really, that's something you can't control other people and what they feel. So it's like you still have to do your thing and continue to do it.
And I mean,
you know what I'm saying, regardless of what anybody else thinks.
So Oprah became Oprah, Michelle Obama became Michelle Obama, etc. On that end, I think that there is a path to
it.
Yeah,
Oprah went through some shit.
I'm just saying about your daughter walking down the street doing some just basic shit.
Nah, I get what you're saying.
Are Black women protected enough? Do we care enough? Should we be post? Somebody said we should be posting.
Niggas ain't going out like that.
No, what
if
I'm
you
saying
just is, see it, I think these niggas are bucked by shit like that. Anybody
what I'm saying is, so some people say, and I don't agree with this because I don't Breonna Taylor like crazy. Go arrest the people that killed Breonna Taylor. But some people say we put more energy into the other side of the brothers than we did in Breonna. We should be marching and going just as hard for Breonna. And there are people that are. There's people that went up there and got locked up behind that shit, right?
Yeah.
But some people feel, for whatever reason, social media, we should be going harder for Breonna Taylor. She was also murdered by cops. You know what I'm saying?
But it's not
what's
even
city?
Just...
What city that was
what's
in?
This, Kentucky? Or I think it was Louisville, Kentucky.
I think so.
It was Kentucky, yeah.
But then what... But, I mean, it's like, I totally agree. But it's just so many Breonnas. Like, what about the Black lady from here that went to the sleepover with the 7 white people for her son's football team? And the next day, they found her. She had been thrown off a balcony, and they found her body, like, somewhere else. Like the
they happened in Atlanta?
That's bullshit.
No, man.
Uh-huh. You dreamed that
no,
shit.
No, bro, I did not. That shit was on CNN.
Let me ask this. Jay.
What?
Do you feel safe and protected overall?
I do.
You do. That's no, you don't have to get deep. Do you feel valued?
I'm not comfortable.
Do you feel valued by Black men in general?
Yeah. I mean,
you do. Okay. Cash. Videographer Cash. Do you feel safe overall? Do you feel valued? Okay. But that's different because they around people like us.
But still, I'm telling you, niggas ain't finna let nobody else do nobody. Now, if she right here fighting with her boyfriend, that they been. Ain't nobody getting between no dick and no pussy.
That's the thing, yeah. Certain situations.
But if you see some shit like, oh, you don't know him, shout it. What y'all doing? What this is?
Yeah.
Like you saying, help and shit, man, niggas gonna draw out, man. Ain't nobody finna just let that happen.
You think it is gonna be,
nobody, not even a fuck nigga.
You should think it should be like known street code that you shouldn't. rob a woman or particularly
facts.
Women
I agree
and kids
with that.
And old people.
Yeah. Robbing pregnant women.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
You see what I'm saying?
That's fucked up.
How do you even do that, though? What even within you allows you to do that? That's
back
crazy.
To the hate and people who hate themselves and hate.
It's just everything. All changed, man. Like, at first, it used to be money over bitches. Now it's MOE. Money over everything. MOEBB. Money over everything but bitches.
Right.
Used to be money over bitches.
Yeah.
Now it's money over everything. Like, when it became that, like, nobody give a fuck no more.
And you know the crazy thing? I know because a lot of people getting this like SBA money, these loans. I'm gonna be honest, all that money, they don't be doing shit with their money.
Nothing.
You know what I'm saying? It ain't like you taking that money to create a whole bunch of more money. Nigga get $100 and go on a club shopping spree.
Niggas taking this money that they probably finna go to jail for and not creating
opportunity for their family.
I don't put that on nobody. Ain't nobody going to jail, man. These folks good.
I mean, you know.
No, we don't.
Not, but
they ain't going to jail. They good.
They good. Oh, boy. You ain't going to be good. They going to be all right.
Let us pray.
I'm just saying that, this is a time, and we talked about this shit, where you can adjust, and it's people making some moves. There's people out there buying up all the property. Because it's cheaper right now. It's like, I'm going to buy up all this shit. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that shit. We've been adjusting. We've been planning and plotting. Don't think bank ain't finna fuck 2021 up. See what I'm saying? But niggas ain't even taking advantage of some of these opportunities and situations, let alone the money. How you get 100, 150, 200, 250 and don't do nothing with it?
Not one investment.
Them niggas be feeling like they done did something with it. You know what I'm saying? Lifting that shit up. Long way, shit, nigga. I just did everything you can do with this money. These folks know I got this money. Nigga ready to go up the long way, bro. That's all that. This shit different, bro.
This shit is different.
Nigga got them pictures. Shit. So, you seen when I had that shit on?
So that's where we at. I ain't gonna keep scraping. That's
just
where
for
we
the
at.
Record, her name is Tamala Horsford.
Tamala Horsford.
Yeah. She went to a sleepover with her son's team mothers, the 7 white women. The next day, her body had been moved by one of the husbands, but she had been thrown off a balcony and beaten to death. And everybody said that they didn't know what happened to her.
So they locked them folks up?
No, they did not arrest
her. So how
her.
You know all these facts? Like, she was beaten by
CNN.
The husband.
CNN.com, bro. CNN.
Saying they said the husband name and he not locked
CNN.
Up?
CNN.com, bro. They got his picture clear as day. Big as fuck. Suspect.
Oh, he hiding.
He's not hiding at all. They just never pursued the case. And it's a million cases like this. Like,
that's fucked up, though.
Yeah.
Protect women. You know what I'm saying? You should protect women, no matter the race. You should protect women because we wouldn't be here without a woman. Now, there are some.
2018, Forsyth County.
Forsyth County. I didn't hear nothing about that.
Yeah.
But I'm going to look into
it. A woman, though. Some of these bitches think they gangster too.
If you don't look, you're subjected to your own karma for sure. Like, if you out here doing, like, it's women out here robbing. So if some shit happens, that's what I'm saying. I don't jump out when
you
something happens.
You can't, like, just.
And place judgment. Like, well, how could she be found behind the. I don't know what happened. I'm not into that. But when it's open, it's like, man, I felt Meg, man. She like, damn, I got shot. Y'all just gonna turn me into
she
a
got
bean?
Shot for real.
Yeah, she got shot.
I just heard some shit about it. I ain't really see it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they turned her into a meme in less than 30 minutes.
What the meme was?
Name it. 50 had to apologize. Everybody. They just made memes about it.
They turned her
it.
in the Della Reese from Harlem Nights.
That shit ain't funny.
Even 50
yeah, they
could have
fucked that girl
apologized.
Career up and everything. Like,
yeah, because she got shot in the foot, just like Della Reese did.
She got shot.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Where she was at?
She was in L.A. with Tory Lanez.
They were
that's
leaving.
What I said. I don't want to speculate.
Oh, yeah, they say Tory Lanez shot at him.
I mean, speculation.
Yeah. Well, you know I mean, allegedly.
Allegedly.
He locked up, though, right, for that?
He's out now.
He's out.
Oh, I don't know. Damn, Tory Lanez. What'd he do that for?
Allegedly, she was trying to leave, and she got shot.
She said he shot her.
She hasn't technically commented.
It's probably a bunch of court shit going on where she'll speak in time, and he said he going to speak, too.
Oh, well, shit, he out, and he's saying he going to speak. He might have been.
Well, she ain't try to shoot. What Lizzo said, I don't know what happened. I wasn't there. The moral of it is, shit, protect the woman. I mean, shit
yeah,
be happening.
That fucked up, whatever, like, shit, probably get shot.
Yeah, we don't want Megan Thee Stallion, or no woman.
Cause she be dancing all that shit. That shit'll fuck your shit up, bro.
You said she what?
I'm saying, you know, that's a part of her routine, like.
Oh, you said if she is.
No, I'm saying, like, at the end of the day, when the time for her to go on tour, that shit could affect her. Yeah, imagine they hit the wrong spot or some shit.
I mean, bigger, listen, you can get shot in the foot and die. Hit the wrong artery.
Yeah, but still, I'm saying you live, then you got a goddamn limp or some shit. Like, nigga, fucked you up.
Yeah, damages. Damages. Salute to Megan Thee Stallion. Salute to all the black women out there, especially the women handling their business. We love y'all.
Man, that's fucked up.
We here for y'all. Yeah. We want y'all to feel protected. And that's pretty much what it is. Man, we're going to find Young Dolph. Dolph around here, you know what I'm saying? We're going to get him on the Zoom, chop it up with him. You know what I'm saying?
I fuck with Dolph.
He got a new album coming out and everything. Make sure you go to BigFactsPod.com. It's DJ Scream. It's Big Bang. Appreciate you, Jade.
That's what's up.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Bang.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.BigFactsPod.com.
Yeah, with the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
BigFactsPod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat Merch.
It's going down.
Visit the new website today. www.BigFactsPod.com. Visit now.
Big Facts, we hear DJ Scream, Big Bank, A by special request, all in the DMs all day long. They like, when y'all gonna get Dolph on Big Facts? Dolph is on Big Facts. What's up, my brother?
Scream, what's poppin', man?
Man, you know, the word is you right now. You got an album dropping on the 14th. That's the first thing we want to talk about. It's called Rich Slave. I like that title a lot. Why you came up with that title and how you came up with it?
Man, it just so many different scenarios. Like, keep it real, it was a song I did like a while ago, and when I did the song, I don't know where I was at. I think I was at Cal, I was at home, and it's like I was recording. I put a bar in the motherfucker. It was when I was recording the shit, it was a song called I recorded and put that shit in, and it was the name of the song, you know what I mean? But the reason why it was the name of the song, because it was like just all the shit just was going on. It's like, man, they could go and spend $4 million, $5 million on jewelry and chains and all that shit, man. That shit represents the same thing. You know what I'm saying? And on top of that, it's like, I don't care how much success you get, how much money you get. It's like, you're still black. It's like, they don't give a damn. It's like, you still the same thing. It's like from back then to right now, they ain't did no more pacifiers. You know what I'm saying? Let a couple of us get some money. Let some of them be millionaires, billionaires. But for the most part, man, we still fucked up.
That's what I was saying to Bank earlier. Like, we was talking about, Will we ever leave America? Because some people been leaving America for better opportunities, saying it's so racist and fucked up here. You can't really all the way be equal. You can get money, but you can't really be an equal. So we was kind of talking about that shit earlier. You know what I'm saying? Like, do you think it might be better elsewhere if black people started going elsewhere?
I don't know. It's hard to say. This home, this what we know. It already be hard to leave your neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? So you talking about leave the country and go somewhere else? That shit ain't easy, man.
Nah, I feel you. I'm just putting it out there.
Nah, I feel you, but shit, niggas barely be wanting to leave their own neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, that's a hard P right there.
So, you know, on Big Facts, man, we try to find solutions. What's the solution to the way you feeling like when we listen to Rich Slave? Like, is the solution just keep it pushing, take it one day at a time? Or is it something we going to learn or some game we going to get from the album?
Man, it's really game and motivation. You know what I'm saying? Like, really the same thing I've been on. Like, own your own shit. Be your own boss, your own leader, your own CEO, your own, like, be more independent. You know what I'm saying? Depend on yourself. It's crazy with everything going on right now, with everybody pushing right now. I've been pushing that shit from the get-go, from the start. You know what I'm saying?
You think it's easier or harder to be independent right now?
Man, shit easy. This shit easy because... It's like, if you a hustler, it's easy. If you ain't a hustler, it ain't easy. With that, it's like, if you know how to manage money, you know how to put up money, you know how to stack money, you know when to spend money, break the money out when it's time to break the money out, like, shit, you good.
Hey.
For real.
Hey, you think, goddamn, being independent, goddamn, take away from some of the connects and, you know what I'm saying, playlists and all that old shit that niggas get from being fully signed or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
In a way, it like it do when it don't. My whole thing is just make this shit happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, just go hard. It's always something that's going to get done that ain't nobody never did. So, I don't know. I feel like whatever somebody else going to do, I can do that shit my own self. If they going to like whatever, if I'm gonna sign a major deal right now with a major label, what they gonna do? Like, oh well, shit, we gotta do this, do that, and do this. So I feel like, man, let me think of whatever it is I feel like they gonna wanna do and just do it on my own. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I don't know, that shit hard to say, Black, cause shit been working hell of a fine, hell of a job for me.
Different struggle, different fault. Like you said, you really gotta be a hustler to be in that position though.
Yeah. You know, everything ain't for everybody.
Thanks.
Hey, everyone. This is Molly and Matt, and we're the hosts of Grown Up Stuff, How to Adult, a podcast from Ruby Studio and iHeart Podcasts.
It's a show dedicated to helping you figure out the trickiest parts of adulting.
Like how to start planning for retirement, creating a healthy skincare routine, understanding when and how much to tip someone, and so much more.
Here's a clip from an upcoming episode featuring the weekly home checks, Keyshawn Lane, that you won't want to miss.
A common mistake that a lot of people do, they use fabric softener when it's not so great for your clothes.
Should we never be using fabric softener?
No, you should not ever be using fabric softener. Oh. It leaves a deposit on our clothes, which is also left in the machine. And it also makes the clothes highly flammable.
Wait, what?
Yes. What you want to do instead is just use a quarter cup of vinegar.
And that'll make them softer?
That'll make them softer. And if you wanted some kind of scent, you can use essential oils.
Wow, wow, wow. Catch new episodes of Grown Up Stuff, How to Adult every other Tuesday on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Grown Up Stuff.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart in ways I imagine you haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Margaret Atwood, Questlove, Cate Blanchett, and Oscar Isaac. If that sounds like a varied group of people, it's because it is. I always wanted to make a show where one week we could sit with a politician like Beto O'Rourke, the next an author like Min Jin Lee, or TV titans like Bill Hader and Quinta Brunson. Basically, this is a podcast driven by curiosity and an abundance of research. Conversations where people actually start to sound like people. In recent weeks, I sat with Dan Levy, Ava DuVernay, Benny Safdie, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. I hope to see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. On Purpose's mission is to create impactful conversations to help you become happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating. You'll be laughing, crying, and have so many impactful takeaways after this interview.
I had this, like, you know, homie lover friend for a long time. He's very disrespectful to me, very kind of messed up to me. But in my mind, we could get married. We had the most beautiful babies. He handsome. I'm pretty. Like, it would be so cool. He's smart and intellectual. I'm kind of smart, I think. Like, it would be fun. We have the best conversations. Like, we have fun, but then he would treat me like crap.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
What you say to the fans, like, you know, this be on the social media, you know, I just be on the social media reading everything, and a lot of the fans say, man, we feel like Dolph underrated, you know what I'm saying? Like, they should be saluting Dolph more, even when they talk about the big rappers out the South and everything. They should be saluting them more. Like, what would you say to your fans that feel that way?
They got a point. You know what I'm saying? They got a point, but man, the fact the attention cool, but the bag even better.
Thanks.
Paper route.
You know what I'm saying? Like, real talk, like, the attention cool, but the bag even better. So it's working out in my favor.
It's a different when you're a different type of rapper. Like, when you come from being on the desk and trying to make it as a rapper, you want the trophies. But when you come in to feed your folk, the bag is what counts. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got a passion for music. You want to do all of the big shit and all that shit. Like, but at the same time, like, you know what you came for. Like, me, I know what I came for. You know what I'm saying? And it wasn't for... Really wasn't even about me. The shit was really just, bro, I got to build something to be able to get all my partners, family members, anybody I want to a platform to get them some money.
Thanks.
Sure. That's for sure, man. You got a hell of a, you know, like, album promo going on. First off, you giving your Lambo to a fan. What they got to do to enter to win the Lambo?
really, it's easy to pre-save my new album, Rich Slave. Like, you automatically enter to win it. You know what I mean? Like, man, one day I went in the garage, and I was like, man, they car ain't doing nothing with it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, shit, bro. I don't know. Sometimes that shit be when you be in a position like me, you be humble and shit, and they be like, damn, bro, like, you tired of stunning. You're like, bro, your fans ain't got no Lamborghini. They don't want to see that shit all the time. Your fans ain't got no Ferrari. They don't want to see that shit all the time. They ain't got no Rolls Royce trucks and this and that. They don't want to see that shit and hear that shit all the fucking time. But like, I was like, man, but get your car to one of them folks. You ain't doing shit with that motherfucker. So that's what I'm doing.
That's hard.
And I'm going to say the hardest shit I don't see, the hardest marketing I don't see probably since some Master P shit. Bank, you know he went and changed all his album covers and put mask on them. All of them. So you go, you go look at the Dolph album covers, all on got mask on them. Like Corona mask and shit.
Oh, yeah.
What is on Instagram?
Every album.
Apple Music, Spotify, is on all the platforms.
So all his album covers, if you go now, they got mask on them. Even the one with him and Key Glock, all that shit. That's hard.
Yeah, that's hard.
Yeah.
Who came over there, dog?
My boy Nima called me about this shit. He was like, man, what you think about this? I was like, shit, let's do it.
What kind of year has been for Dolph, man? Because I know I read somewhere, you know, you and the whole, you know, the pandemic and shit. Like, you was just kind of laying low, fucking with your kids and your family more. And I think at first you said you might not be putting out music this year, but obviously you're putting out an album now. So what kind of year has been for you, and how has it affected you?
Man, I just hate everybody been getting sick and shit. But other than that, this shit been having me focus and got me back sharp on a whole lot of shit and catching up on a whole lot of shit, like, time with kids, family, all this shit, like the stuff that matter the most, but you know what I'm saying? You don't have that much time to do it because you hustling so hard. It's like when you're a hustler, you just be always focused on what's next. And it's like a good thing and a bad thing at the same time because you be missing out on a lot of stuff that really matter. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I've been doing, like really just going in on my kids, you know what I mean? Like catering to them and all that. But my little boy was the one, like, but everybody be talking about music. But when my little boy was like, "Daddy, when you dropping some music? You got some new music? I want to hear the new music. I'm like, man, I'm gonna drop a tape because I wasn't gonna drop until 2021. I dropped in 2018. I said I was gonna wait 3 years, but I don't think I can do that. I gotta go and get it out there.
Yeah.
I've been hearing the single. They've been playing the hell out of that single.
That R&B.
R&B with
that shot. Megan, she went crazy on them, bro.
Yeah. I saw you got OG Juicy J on a track too. He did a beat for you, huh?
Oh yeah. I had to go in with Juicy. The album classic, I ain't gonna even lie, this shit hard as the album hard as hell. Like, I'm proud of it.
What you do now for inspiration, like, you know what I'm saying? Like how niggas get his inspiration out the street, saying street shit. What you do now for inspiration?
It's the same shit, your everyday life, man. Like, same, I don't know, bro, the same shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? I still do the same shit, go around the same shit, be with the same people. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm at where I'm at. It's cool to, like, you have fun around all the pretty shit, palm trees and the entertainment world, but I'm more comfortable at home. You know what I'm saying? Where I'm from, in my hood, and where I'm at, like. It's just something about it, but
I did that.
What's your favorite city other than Memphis?
Oh,
Atlanta, of course.
That's a hard one, bro.
A hard one. You made a song.
That'll be Atlanta.
You made a song called California. You spent some time in Atlanta, but I know you move around a lot. You move around.
It's a hard one, bro. You got.
Okay, let California. Me ask you another question. Let me flip it.
Atlanta, Chicago, Cali, like, it's different.
Where you get the most money at?
Probably Texas, man.
Oh, Texas, okay. All right.
Texas, big.
That's a hard question, right, Dutch? Bro.
Okay. Nah. You know that's a big facts. Big facts. We gonna push the limits. We gonna push. So you got a lot of love for Texas. You got a lot of love, obviously, for California, Chi-Town, Memphis. Atlanta, all that type of shit. Have you got a chance to go overseas before this shit started?
I had just got back off a tour, off of the Europe tour. I had just came back from over there, and then we was on the tour over here, shit with me and Glock. That's when the corona first hit, when I found out they shut the NBA down, though, and I shut my tour down. Like, shit, the NBA ain't playing, I ain't playing either.
Mm-hmm. Nah, for real.
What the smoking was like overseas?
It was cool, especially in Amsterdam.
Yeah, Amsterdam, yeah.
They have a real Cali bud over there. Mm. So they were straight over there.
Was it crazy to hear him know your shit word for word? Like, you know it's the internet, so it's spread, but you go fly 12 hours and they know your shit better than niggas over here.
It is. That shit. It's crazy. Ain't nothing like that right there. That's the part. That's the part that feel like the real trophy. You know what I'm saying? Like the jury and all that shit be cool, but man, that right there, that be the real trophy.
You know what I mean? You're saying the fucking love. You're saying feeling the love from the shit you put out.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like just seeing people be passionate about the shit that you're saying. Like the shit that mean a lot to you. It mean a lot to a lot of people, everybody else too. Like that's the trophy for real. Hey.
How often you get to get like on a Hornet and fuck with some of your day ones like that showed you love early, like the 2 Chainz and Gucci and all them niggas? Like you still be able to, you still like communicate with them, text back with them time to time, just to fuck with them?
Yeah, for sure.
And y'all talk about doing music, y'all just chop it up as partners or what?
Oh shit, really, I don't love it. You know what I mean? Because man, it really ain't a lot of love in the game, the industry. You know what I mean? But it's like my boys, like, shit, yeah, like, I don't know my boys, so, like, we do all that shit about the music, about shit just chopping it up, period.
Okay, for sure. And what would you say to a young nigga, maybe a young nigga from Memphis or the streets or anywhere trying to come up in this rap shit? What's some of the best game you give them?
Man. Don't let nobody trick you out the streets, bro, and out your spot, out your position, out your money. Because it's easy as hell. It's so easy to scare you. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's too easy. So you got to think shit is too easy. Man, you need to stay away from it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you need to approach it right. It's like, I don't know that it's too easy. You know what I'm saying? Like, remember what you came in the game for. You got to stay focused.
So you're saying, like, your decisions, you got to make the right decisions because it's easy to make the easy decisions.
It's easy. It's like, you got to know your decision-making skills. Like, that's the most important part of your life. Like, you got to be cold at that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because shit you doing, shit you thinking about, shit you do every day. You know what I'm saying? Like, that would... Shit, what the hell you gonna be building for yourself to where you at in your life next year, next month? So, shit, if you don't know what you're doing or you ain't in control, you out of control.
Is it anything you would have did different in your career?
I think I would have. If not really, but if it was, it would probably be I would have moved. I would have left Memphis and started getting out of Memphis more sooner than I did. I was just too stuck on just being in the city and being where I'm from. But I think that'd be everybody's problem.
Yeah, that's natural. That come with it right now. It'd be a comfort, nigga, be comfortable.
I mean, Gucci would be like, bro, you got all this shit. Bro, you got all them, you doing all this shit, bro. In that little ass city, bro, like, you bullshit. You like, you need to go to Atlanta, bro. You like, come to Atlanta, you like, you can't get no nothing out of Memphis. Like, it ain't no, the platform, you like, it's different. Me knowing the guy now, I should listen to him. It's like ASAP moved to Atlanta.
Damn, why y'all think that is, though? You know, final little topic. Like, why you think that you would love to just be a billionaire and just sit in your hood and know that, you know, people will act right, especially if you feed in the hood. But even if you feed in the hood, it can go wrong. Why y'all think that is?
No, shit. He was talking about, like, what we were saying. He was like, bro, your music too hard. You doing too much balling. You spending too much money. You doing everything you doing. But he like, bro, you can get the most out of this shit. If you move to Atlanta, he was like, well, Atlanta got the offer. Memphis ain't had an offer. You know what I'm saying? Like, just period with breaking music, just a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? Which he was right. You know what I'm saying? Mm.
Yeah. Now you're saying for the opportunity.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's different.
I'm gonna tell you two things that help you be successful, though. I'm gonna just be real. Like, number one, even when I first met, you handle your business. You know how to handle business. And if you get to knowing Dolph, and we all respect you for this, if you ask Dolph to do some shit, it's just unrapper-like because they'll lie to you. He'll say, I'm gonna do it, or I ain't gonna do it. And you gotta respect that. And everybody respect Dolph for that, because a lot of rappers are like, yeah, I got you. You know the niggas with the I got you shit. So I think the relationships you just built with niggas, because you just keep it solid, handle your business, and just tell niggas straight up, I'm fucking with it, or I ain't fucking with it. I think that helped you a lot, bro.
Man, nigga told me a long time ago, you be good to the gang, the gang gonna be good to you, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it was just with everything, life, period. You know what I mean? From the streets to this shit. So it like, shit with me, like, what you see, what you get, really what you just said, I'm either be able to do it or not do it. And a lot of folks, in the game, in the business, like, niggas come in and like, you gotta know, you can't, your timing and somebody else's timing ain't the same. You know what I'm saying? It's like, with somebody else doing it, like, nigga could really be having their head like, oh, he don't fuck with me because of this or because of that. But you don't know what all that person got going on or what he doing or what's, like, the nigga probably in a whole nother mind space over there. He probably ain't even thinking about music. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Especially, like, me, a lot of the time with me, so it's like, I don't know, it'd be a lot of shit. It'd be so easy, brother, get you up to throw yourself off. Or the burn bridges or fuck up relationships in the business when, where you really, like, you thinking too hard. You know what I'm saying?
I think niggas should respect being busy, too. Like, I respect. I know when a nigga busier than me, and I'm busy as fuck. So you just need to respect that a nigga just might be busy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's important.
Hell yeah. Well, shit. At the end of the day, that shit about working and getting shit done. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. And one thing, so I ain't gonna lie, I remember I met you, Scream. I think we met, I don't even remember where the hell we was at. I think at a hotel.
Lennon's mall parking lot, he pulled up with the paper bag.
Where we was at, bro. Like, I was like, bro, I gotta get a mixtape with Scream. I'm like, I gotta get a mixtape with Scream. Said that day right there, bro, you just always been 100 with me.
Yeah.
For real. I appreciate that shit.
You hold the world record for sending a verse back for a Scream album. I'm talking about same day.
Well, that's love.
You know what I'm saying? Same day. Not a week, not 2 days, not 3 days, 4 days. You are the title holder. So I salute you for always just being 100 and just being real, bro. And I can't wait to hear this album, man. How you feel about this album? I don't want you to do the rapper shit and say, this is my best album yet. How you really feel about this album?
Nah, this shit hard. I ain't gonna even lie, the production on it hard as hell. The whole everything, the track list and how it's set up, top to bottom, like this shit raw. I ain't gonna lie, this shit raw.
Dog, you be going hard though, bro.
Appreciate that, my boy. Yep. That shit raw.
So,
hey, salute the young Dolph. August 14th, Rich Slave drops. Y'all pre-order that album right now so y'all get a chance to win that Lambo so y'all can stunt. Hey, Dolph, much continued success and blessings to you, bro. Salute to you.
Little salute, Scream.
Thank you, bro.
All right, Blizzard.
All right.
Easy. Yeah. Big Facts. Salute.
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steel, it's every Thursday.
I already know.
A podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangster rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.